EU foreign ministers have held an emergency meeting in Luxembourg to discuss the latest migrant disaster in the Mediterranean Sea, which has cost up to 900 lives. The 28 member states have come up with a 10-point plan to deal with the unprecedented number of migrants from Africa and the Middle East trying to get to Europe by sea. 170,000 people have been rescued by Italy in just the last 14 months. And overnight, Italy's Prime Minister Matteo Renzi says he's even considering targeted military interventions into Libya, not to stabilise the country, but simply to kill people smugglers, whom the PM calls death racketeers and slave traders. Andrea De Nicola is Professor of Criminology at the University of Trento and co-author of the book Confessions of a People Smuggler. He spent years following migrant routes with people smugglers to investigate how their operations work. And he joins me from Trento in Italy. Welcome to RN Breakfast.
Thank you. Morning.
Tell me, first of all, put this into perspective, how widespread the people smuggling industry behind all this is.
It's very, very widespread. It's a network. We have been interviewing and speaking with a lot of these trafficking smugglers. It's a network spread across nations, continents, and it's a ruthless travel agency, much more than we perceive when we stay in Italy or we stay in Greece and we see these boats with some boat drivers. It's an enterprise. It's a business.
And so, what's it worth? How lucrative is it?
Oh, billions and billions of dollars.
Billions with a B.
It's just
billions.
Billions, yeah, with a B, with a B. It's the United Nations estimate that it's from 6 to 10 billions, and we have been dealing with bosses and with smugglers that can earn up to 6-7 million euro each year with their networks. Imagine that Frontex, you know, the agency, the EU agency, was financed every year just with 80 million euro. So 10 times what a single smuggler can earn. It's very, very lucrative. And there's a huge mass of people resorting to these bosses and traffickers. And they say, we sell dreams. And that's the reason why it's very difficult to stop, and Europe has to do something.
This is putting it into perspective. I read yesterday that these people smuggling syndicates buy boats, and they say, you know, they were saying in this story, these boats are cheap, you know, they might only cost $700,000. And I was thinking, $700,000? Where does a people smuggler get $700,000?
Yeah, but it's very cheap for them. Or they can steal them, they can buy them, they can, you know, they are like a real organized business. It's and they are very fast, and they can, and they have almost unlimited resources. You know, it's and they don't act just from Libya. I mean, this is the key there now. It's the focus of the attention of Europe. But they move from Tunisia to Libya to Egypt. We met people in Tunisia and in Egypt to Turkey, and one of them told us, we trust each other, we do business together, we are very fast. We are not boss like the mafia bosses, the organized crime syndicates. We are a fluid network. That's the reason why it's difficult, you know. Anyway, they find the vessels and they find the boats, they buy the boats, they buy boats on auction, they buy boats from seamen. It's just money.
The EU has been talking in this 10-point plan about rescue operations, about capturing their vessels, and about focusing really on the smugglers, tracing their money and where they get their boats.
Yes.
Is that really the key to this, to clamp down on them? I noticed that the Prime Minister of Italy is even saying targeted military strikes.
Now it's changing his mind, but you know, it's the problem is it's not only a Libyan problem. You know, if you close the vulnerability there, something else will happen. It's not an emergency for the smugglers. They have been working like this for 15 years. It's becoming bigger and bigger. What Europe is facing is a big challenge. The 10 points that have been issued today for sure go in the right direction for the first time. But they are still very much focused on much more on fighting repressive, using criminal law, which is something that has to be done. Mm-hmm. But we also have to remember that the asylum policies, the immigration policies, are the opportunity for the smugglers. One of them told us, you know, Moses was the first smuggler. And until you close your border, there will be always work and business for me.
Mm. And can I put this to you? Retired Major Jim Molan, an Australian who helped design our boat turnback policy, said that destroying the criminal people smugglers was the centre of gravity for our border control policies, controversial policies, and turning back boats when it's safe to do so was the key to it. Could that be part of what Europe looks to do here, to turn these boats back? Would that be effective?
I would say partially effective. Then of course, you never know. But I say partially because it's not only a sea problem here. Now we are looking at the seashore and the sea route, but we also have the Balkan routes. We also have the sea routes and smugglers in every mad country for Turkey and very widespread. So, you know, it's part of the business. I think that we should copy in the good sense of the word what you've done, but should be part of a more comprehensive strategy. Because really we are facing a very huge challenges and smugglers are very highly organized and professional and some of them are very, very rich. There's also an issue of how they invest their money and what risk Europe can face.
Thank you so much for sharing your expertise this morning. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. Have a good day.
Andrea De Nicola is Professor of Criminology at the University of Trento and co-author of the book Confessions of a People Smuggler.